It's 7:45. I'm Susan Giles, OneTech WUSF 89.7 News. In the last 4 years, police shootings of unarmed young men have created tension between police and communities of color. As a result, some police departments are taking a hard look at how they can improve relations. As WUSF's Kathy Carter reports, in Tampa, police are breaking down barriers with a program, taking it one jab and uppercut at a time.
At Powerhouse Gym in Tampa, a handful of kids are shadow boxing as they jog around a row of punching bags. After each lap, they get a high five and some cheerleading from their coach, Dave Hancock, an 11-year veteran of the Tampa Police Department.
Natural born fighters, look at y'all. Hands in position and punching. There you go. Good job, good job.
After the warm-up, Coach Dennis Small of the Tampa Police Department takes over. The coach steps inside the gym's boxing ring to give a defensive tutorial on the fine art of the bob and weave.
My hands are going to stay up. My feet are going to be shoulder width apart. When I move, I shuffle, okay?
This program is a partnership between the Tampa Housing Authority and the city's Police Athletic League. The kids, aged 8 to 17, train for free in 10-week intervals and are divided into two groups, younger kids and teenagers. Most of the young boxers live in public housing, and after school, they get a ride to the gym and a healthy snack before training. But Small says it's about more than just a sport. The chief goal, he says, after stepping outside the ring, is to bridge the gap between kids and cops.
And a lot of times, you have to recognize that a lot of these kids have never interacted with police on a human level.
And that includes his fellow officer, Dave Hancock. On the surface, he says kids probably see him as just a big, bald, white guy. But
I came from a very challenging background. Illegitimate kid. Mom went to prison for murder. I was in foster care.
Hancock has coached kids in all kinds of sports, but says boxing provides a unique platform where police can build trust with at-risk kids in poor communities.
Because there is something about combative sports that is a game changer with the kids and with our interaction to them. And it opens their hearts and their minds in a way that you just can't get just throwing a ball down the field or kicking a ball on the soccer field.
Police officers help the young contenders learn combinations and stances and how to safely throw a punch, but also about discipline and hard work. And each session ends with a kid sitting cross-legged on the floor for a motivational speech, or in the jargon used by their cop coaches, the debrief.
Sometimes in life, you have to fight for what you want, and if you get knocked down and trying to achieve your goals, are you just going to give up?
No.
No, that's when you fight harder.
According to the advocacy group, the National Mentoring Network, 1 in 3 at-risk kids aren't getting the kind of support they need to counter challenges. By trading in a bulletproof vest for a pair of gym shorts, Officer Small says police are connecting.
I've seen enough loss of life from my brother officers to young men, some of them whose names I can't even remember right now, but the instances were enough to fuel me to recognize a community needs this.
The program seems to have hit its target with at least one participant. 17-year-old Desmond Coley is a junior at Chamberlain High School in Tampa.
They teach us, like, the backstory, and not every cop is, like, bad, and that you can actually be a cop one day and do good for the community.
The training may last just 10 weeks, but Small says the impact will hopefully last a whole lot longer.
It may not come out today. Years from now, you'll come to understand that you very well may have been the catalyst to change the mindset of an entire community based off of the actions of that one person that you were able to impress early on in his or her life.
And he says if one of these young boxers manages to develop a pretty mean right hook along the way,
you guys are doing great. Look good.
That's all the better. I'm Kathy Carter, WUSF 89.7 News.
You can see video and photos from the boxing program at WUSFnews.org.